You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio. The award season is all but over, but before we finish looking back over our favourite movies of the last 12 months, film expert James King called on the nation's public to pick their top 10 favourite award-winning performances of the last 50 years. James joins me on the line now, and he is with Britain's Got Talent finalist and YouTube star, impressionist Craig Ball, who will be entertaining us with some classic award-winning scenes from our favourite movies. Hello, gentlemen. Thank you both for joining me today.
Good to speak to you.
Yeah, nice to be here.
Now, James, let's start by looking at which award-winning performances the British public selected as their favourites.
Yes. So, like you said, all award winners from the last 50 years, they maybe won an Oscar, maybe a Golden Globe, maybe a BAFTA award. And the results are this. I think very interesting results, actually. The best actor was Tom Hanks in Forrest Gump. Of course, he won an Oscar for that in 1995. Best actress, Jodie Foster in The Silence of the Lambs, another Oscar winner. Best supporting actor, Samuel L. Jackson, a BAFTA award winner for his performance in Pulp Fiction. And supporting actress went to Whoopi Goldberg in Ghost, who won, I think, pretty much every award going for that role in 1991. And then best animated film, an absolute Disney classic, The Lion King, again winning in 1995.
I don't think there could be any dispute on The Lion King.
I don't think so. I mean, that's one. They're going to remake that, in fact. They're doing a sort of live-action version of it, like they did with The Jungle Book. But yeah, it's one that lasts, isn't it? By the way, it's a huge list. So if you want to look at the list, it's bt.com/awardseason, because I would be here for about 2 hours if I went through everything on the list.
Well, one that maybe is a surprise among that list there, James, is Samuel L. Jackson for Pulp Fiction. Of course, as you mentioned, he won the BAFTA, but didn't win the Academy Award for that. Do you think there are any other surprises among the list?
Pleasant surprises, actually. For example, I was very pleased to see John Hurt, who we only recently lost, voted third greatest actor for his performance in The Elephant Man. That was a BAFTA award winner in 1981. He didn't win the Oscar because that was the year that Robert De Niro won it for Raging Bull. So you kind of go, yeah, okay, that's Raging Bull, we'll forgive him. But to see someone like that do so well in this poll as third greatest, you know, that was a real pleasant surprise.
Yes, definitely. And, well, it seems based on these results that portraying royalty is a sure way to capture the British public's hearts. On the lists, we have Colin Firth as King George VI, Helen Mirren as Queen Elizabeth II, Judi Dench as Queen Victoria, and, rather controversially, Judi Dench again as Queen Elizabeth I for her 8-minute performance in Shakespeare in Love. Do you think there's a pattern forming here?
There seems to be, yes. Get Judy in to play a royal. We love to see the private life of royals on film, perhaps the softer side to them, the side we don't necessarily get to see when they're in the public, when they've got their public face on. And we certainly saw that in something like Mrs. Brown. Actually, in The Queen, the kind of the point of that performance was that perhaps she was a much tougher character than we expected. But I think there's always a fascination amongst the British public of seeing behind closed doors, seeing these people who are iconic, but seeing their private life. In a way, you could almost argue the same with something like The Iron Lady, which was Meryl Streep's performance, which is in this list, the top 20 best actresses. You know, Margaret Thatcher, not royalty, but someone so iconic and so famous, to see behind closed doors, to see what she was like in real life outside of Parliament. That's always a fascinating thing.
I was a little surprised with the Meryl Streep, not her inclusion, but maybe for the film that she was included for. The Iron Lady, of course, a British public favourite. But Meryl Streep, Oscar nominee and Oscar winner for so many things. Are you surprised that it was this film in particular?
It's the most recent one she's won for. It's perhaps the most memorable in terms of the character she played, who's such an iconic character. But yeah, I mean, if we're talking about Meryl Streep, who's nominated again this year for Florence Foster Jenkins, I mean, you could choose so many Meryl Streep performances. That's a whole poll in itself, I think. Yeah, it's first among equals, really, The Iron Lady. It's a great performance, but she's done many others too.
Now, of course, when I first saw this list, I played the Can You Guess Who's On It game with my wife, okay. Fiona, and together we noticed some glaring omissions, such as Robert De Niro as a young Vito Corleone in Godfather Part 2, and Louise Fletcher for One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Is there anyone you were surprised not to find in the final results, James?
Yeah, I think the Robert De Niro one is something I would agree on. Probably it was a supporting role, wasn't it? And perhaps just because of that reason, it wasn't such a big or such a flashy performance. It didn't resonate quite so well. But again, you know, Robert De Niro perhaps hasn't had quite the track record of recent years like Meryl Streep. But generally speaking, there are so many great Robert De Niro performances. The one that's in there is Raging Bull, which is brilliant, but you could have chosen a lot of others too.
And a lot of our listeners who check out these results may think that some of their favourite performances are missing from the list. Personally, I loved Morgan Freeman in The Shawshank Redemption and Jack Nicholson in A Few Good Men. Of course, Viola Davis in Doubt. But of course, these were only nominated, award winning.
I know. Morgan Freeman, that year when he was up for the Oscar for The Shawshank Redemption, he was up against Forrest Gump, up against Tom Hanks, who of course won the Oscar, and he was up against John Travolta as well in Pulp Fiction. So that was a pretty good year. If any of those three had won, I'd have been happy with that. Morgan Freeman did win later on for Million Dollar Baby, but in a supporting role. But yeah, some years the competition is so good, and of course, it's the cliche, there can only be one winner, but the people, the runners-up, gave equally iconic performances.
When our listeners go in and check these out, they'll be surprised that some of these were winners. Anthony Hopkins won for Silence of the Lambs, but he wasn't top 10 best actors, whereas Jodie Foster, his co-star, was for best actress.
Yeah, I'm really pleased to see that, by the way. We were talking about surprises earlier. I was really pleased to see Jodie Foster win because it's the less flashy performance. Hannibal Lecter obviously is the one with the one-liners and he went on to do the sequels. But Jodie Foster's performance in that, you know, she's, Clarice Starling is a rookie cop in this, and she's learning the ropes, she's learning the job, and she's has to deal with this incredibly charismatic and powerful figure and not be overwhelmed by him and not be put off by his mind games. So it's a very tough performance for her, more subtle perhaps than Anthony Hopkins one, but she came out top, so a pleasant surprise.
There was some of these as well that I was really excited to see, because when Heath Ledger won the award for The Dark Knight, a lot of people thought it was maybe just because he had passed away a couple of months before the ceremony. But I'm glad to see it still has captured a place in the British public's hearts.
I think he'd have won anyway. It's a brilliant performance anyway. Of course, it was made more chilling by the fact that he wasn't around when the movie came out, that it was a posthumous awards winner. But it's just an astounding performance anyway. You mentioned Craig was here with me, impersonator.
Well, hello, beautiful. You look nervous. Is it the scars? You want to know how I got them?
I mean, anybody who plays the Joker has to have that slightly psychotic side to them, don't they? Because that's the character. Jared Leto did it in Suicide Squad and Jack Nicholson, of course, in Batman as well. But I think that what Heath Ledger gave to it was just a depth that no one else had managed.
It's one of those ones with Jack Nicholson doing such an iconic performance when Heath Ledger was cast. They thought, you know, he can't top it, but I think his performance is almost unbeatable now. A lot of people thought Jared Leto was maybe going to steal the crown, but not quite sure he managed.
No, and Heath Ledger went in a different direction, didn't he, to Jack Nicholson, who went more sort of pop art and loud and showy. And Heath Ledger's was much more about someone who had real issues, real mental issues going on in his head and struggling with demons. That's why it was so disturbing.
You're telling me. I think I'm going to have the chills all day because of Craig's performance.
I'm sat a few feet away from him.
Now, of course, James, you were also looking at the nation's favourite award-winning animated films. And as we said, it's no surprise The Lion King was the winner. But people may be surprised to find that the oldest one there is actually Who Framed Roger Rabbit at 1989. But of course, the best animated film category was not introduced until 2001.
Correct. You know your stuff, don't you? Yeah, that was correct. And previous to that, the animated films had won in some of the song categories. They'd won sometimes with, like, Who Framed Roger Rabbit in the effects categories. But also, what we forget, the 70s, the 80s, it wasn't a great era for animation. I know we can all name some from that time, but it wasn't deemed to be the golden era. Really, the golden era, certainly in terms of Disney, came back in the early 90s with things like Little Mermaid and Beauty and the Beast. So there was a long period of time where a lot of the animated films coming out just weren't really deemed to be awards worthy. But that first animated Oscar, which came through with Shrek and it won it in 2002. You know, that showed that all of a sudden animated films were worthy of the award season and were worthy of winning big things. If we're talking about Shrek, I've got to get Craig to do not just Shrek, but also Eddie Murphy as Donkey as well. They can like have a conversation with each other.
You know, Donkey, there's a lot more to ogres than you think. What do you mean, Shrek? Ogres are like onions. They stink? Yes. No. Oh, you leave them out in the sun, they go brown and start sprouting new white hairs.
Eddie Murphy looks like it's fun to do.
It's fun. It's kind of like, so I don't know, you're overexcited about things.
Yeah, there's a lot of body movements. You can't see, you know, obviously, what's going on in the studio, but there's a lot of kind of, you know, there's a lot of animation going on.
And Craig, I can't let you do Donkey without giving us at least one waffles.
And in the morning, I'm making waffles.
Absolutely brilliant. Yeah. Now, our RNIB Connect listeners, when they check this list, I think will be very pleasantly surprised to find that in the top 10 best animated films is The Wrong Trousers, a British classic.
Oh, brilliant, yes. And I was very keen to get those films on the list, which were short films. They won Oscars in the short film category. But just absolutely groundbreaking, and in terms of Britishness, you know, they have a sense of humour and an eccentricity that I think is very specific to our country. That said, they did well at the Oscars. They did well in LA, so it was great to see them translate. Great to see Nick Park, who is this kind of stereotypically British geek, you know, lovable guy, do so well in amongst the beautiful people of Los Angeles.
Absolutely. Now, you've mentioned it before, James, but if our listeners want to check out the full list or indeed find out any further information or follow you gents on Twitter, where can they go?
So it's bt.com/awardseason. You can see all the lists. You can see Craig doing lots of great impersonations. I'm James King Movies at Twitter if you fancy following me on Twitter. I don't know what you are, Craig.
Yeah, no, I'm at C2Regs. That's just Craig with a 2 between the C and the R.
There you go.
Fantastic. And before I let you go, Craig, could you give us your favourite award winner's greatest performance?
Okay. So this is from Whiplash and it's J.K. Simmons.
Was I rushing or dragging? Rushing or dragging? So you do know the difference.
Absolutely brilliant. Film expert James King and impressionist Craig Ball, thank you for joining me this award season on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio.